Hello. Hello, Ion.
Yay.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, let me check. Sean, do you have any questions for Ion? You didn't get a chance to talk last night.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Ion. I'm just driving home. Is it possible that I can delay it half an hour? Or that I
can that sounds happy. Sounds great.
Okay.
But we'd mess you up anyway in the car. Watch out for that. There's warthogs. Be careful.
Okay.
There's another United Kingdom. Okay, so I'll mute you, Sean.
Thank you.
Is that you, Phil?
Just let us know. We'll tell Bob if he forgets. Don't worry. Forgetful lately. He's so on tune that he doesn't know what was past. Because there is no past for Bob. It's over. It's done. There's nothing you can do.
Is that Phil on the other 44 number? Is that Phil? There's another 44 number calling in. Don't want to say anything? Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Green.
Jed. Hold on now. Just a minute.
Hey.
Just see. You want to say something, Jed?
She's trying to get the secret for her secret power. I got all that worked out for you, honey. I'm going to lay it out for you. But go ahead, number one.
Hey, so Ion, you told me about decrypting time, said I have to de-encrypt time. Is that the same as making time tell?
Well, if you go by that, it's an empirical tale of tea, a woeful tale of tea, if that's the case. Yes, you can reach it from there, but boy, it's a long way around the mountain. Wouldn't it be easier just to go through the mountain rather than up and over it?
And what's the mountain in this case?
Pierce the veil of your encryption.
By using the Wheatstone cipher?
Well, when you perfect it, yes, but we don't want to tell you the wrong way to get you the wrong. We're trying to make this expeditious, not more intrinsically demanding. But it's up to you. Hey, wait, hold on. It's up to you. We didn't say nothing when you went off for the Capitals last time, and it's all right with us, okay?
Right, but I don't want to go around the mountain again. I'm more in the
That's why this conversation sort of works empirically delightful. So if you take the words that we're saying and apply them to what you're trying to do, if you see metaphorically the thing, a mountain that you're trying to stack high and wide, you can then imply empirically the words that we're saying, rather than pilot higher to go around it with your Wheatstone cipher, then what you could do is you would back that down and go through it, pierce the encryption, which would allow you to set the tonal information stack from the inside out. So as you grow higher, deeper, and wider, you'd have something to prop to, which would be the inside confines of the mountain, the stone, the magic, the momentum, so you can quietly stack in plain sight that which you are going to do. Otherwise, you're building a Tower of Babel. Otherwise, you're building a Tower of Babel for everyone to mock, copy, and make.
Okay. Explain what you mean by piercing the encryption.
Pierce the veil, which is your encryption.
Okay, so should I start by decrypting something or encrypting something?
Decrypting, then encrypting. Because, see, there's a lot of information that already is. You need to change that information to make all that information yours. So if all the information that is has to come through you, you have all information.
Okay. And would an example of...
If you have everybody's phone number... You have everybody's phone number. You have everybody's phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But piercing the veil of decryption, would that one application of that be, for example, the 4X formula, like decrypting time? See, I just don't get the practical application. Like, it sounds like I'm going to have to, I put the graphical triangulation on a loop, like an infinite loop, and then it just reads off the cloud using fractal antenna. Is that correct, Ion?
It's close.
throw me a bone to get me closer.
Hey, Jed, was this topic encrypting time? Is that what you started with?
That's what I started with.
Yeah, okay. So how much is this metaphor or hardware? But, you know, when he's talking, slipping and sliding between metaphor and tools.
How much is metaphor? Or is that what you said?
Yeah, of what he's been saying.
An allegory.
Allegory, yeah.
So it's like the allegory of the mountain you're using.
Yeah, symbolism, traditional symbolism.
Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned the Dewey Decimal System. Was that being used as a bad example or as an example to work with?
Okay, go at it again.
When you mentioned the Dewey Decimal System on the legend, were you using the Dewey Decimal System as an example to avoid or to move towards?
Well, now look at what you're saying. What is the Dewey Decimal System? A ridiculous, inappropriate, non-functioning way to class and category tons and tons and tons of every work that ever is. Every work that's ever been written can fit into that system. So it works every single time without fail or exception, however badly, but it does work. So that's a good example of something that applies every single time without fail or exception, but it's not the easiest way to categorize them. We would do them all books alphabetically. First word, okay. First. And alphabetize the whole damn thing. Shortest book first, longest book last. And you can find
so
it.
So my legend that contains.
So that becomes a non-Dewey decimal system, yes?
Yes. So my legend that contains what you said called all the liar of life, does that classify and categorize?
Does it work every single time in every exact position or no?
Not yet.
Well, then no. Until it does, it doesn't.
But I'm just asking.
Are you taking Roxy's sister's power? Are you taking Roxy's sister's power too? Oh my stars! You're just bleeding it all the way around. You blood suckers. I like this. Bring out the best vampire in all of you. Stay away from that AB negative though. It'll fuck you up, baby.
AB negative blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I still have a blood type?
No, it's changing.
Okay. Is my DNA changed yet?
Changing.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. If we say yes, then you do something wrong. If we say no, then you do something extra that you don't need to do. So now what you going to do?
Nothing. Fuck all.
Yummy. I like that. But now we got to work on your glutes a little bit. What's up with your glutes?
I don't know. I run all the way up 11 flights of stairs, and they don't seem to get any, like, thicker or anything.
You're doing it the wrong way.
Why, should I run down the stairs instead, you mean?
No, it's not about running. It's not about exercising it. It's about building up that particular glute muscle. You don't do that by running. That builds your legs and your calves.
Okay, so maybe some kettlebell squats or something?
Lunges.
Okay. And I also want my shoulders to get a little bit bigger because my arms and chest are bigger now.
You sound a little like Popeye.
But what do you recommend to make the shoulders a bit bigger?
Spinach.
Okay. All right.
And do some skull crunches.
Okay. All right, remember way back yonder when we talked about pea brains?
Insane in the pea brain, yes. And we don't remember, we
okay.
always know.
Okay, so know when we talk about pea brains. The pea brains, is that the surface that the information sticks to in the cloud?
No.
Okay, so does information stick to anything in the cloud? Or is it just like floating?
No, it is.
It just is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any like popular science way to express the way that information is aggregated in the cloud?
No, you've not made it yet, so it can't.
But you said you've already uploaded tons of information into the cloud. I just can't access it.
For you,
it's there, right?
For you, yeah. It's like everybody's phone number, but nobody remembers your phone number, so they got to find it.
Yeah.
But you got all the numbers.
Okay. And on the hardware level, I can access the cloud on a hardware level with the antenna, the fractal antenna, right?
Well, yes, but you've got to rewrite the rules of quantum mechanics.
Can that be done with my Peapod, or do I have to create another type of hardware to do that?
Well, we would say, give us a minute. You're trying to make a two-dimensional brain, B-R-A-N-E, okay? And you're trying to propagate space-time with those rules of quantum mechanics, so they don't work. So, otherwise you're going to create the dark side, the black brain, giving the counterintuitive face, the P brain that sweeps out all P plus one of dimensional volume of space-time, or world volume, or its world volume that it holds. Now, that's controlled with electronic and magnetic fields. So D4 space-time dimension could bump you up to four levels out or in. But that's not zero, because zero points come from to the nine levels also in the P brain that you divide it through. So we're not trying to prove or stop string theory. We're saying that string theory says that, so that's yet another fucked up thing you got to overcome. Got you?
Yeah, so that was great.
That was excellent. Good. I'm glad we got that cleaned up for you.
Yeah, so move towards quantum, but I'll have to change quantum in order for this to be facilitated. Right?
Cracked,
okay.
Okay, let me try someone else, Chad.
Okay, thanks.
That was pretty good. We're gonna send the rest of it to his inbox. You know how he is. He's so funny. He's such a maniacal controlling thing. He must have everything. He must have access to everything. He wants it all, and he has so much now he can't keep track of what it is that he has. It's so funny. But he's got him.
You talking about Chad or me?
Somebody, you.
I just sit there. I'm not fucking trying to control everything.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Right. Okay, Gene. Go ahead, Gene.
Ion, distinguish the black cloud from traditional data warehousing. Is the black cloud
one,
just a data warehouse?
One is in, no. One is inside, in, inside out, and the other one's outside in.
Outside in, inside out. So the black cloud is outside in? Inside out. Tell me more. Okay, so compare dimensional modeling with the modeling of the black cloud. Distinguish the difference, please.
Poor Bob's going to be so angry.
Why?
All your answers are in his inbox.
Oh, cool.
We break down leptons and quarks and gluons and SU3Ss and M plus 1 on this side of a lepton and the SU2R. It's pretty fun.
Okay, so last week you were talking about the Rydberg. Oh, let me find it. The Rydberg ensemble. Nonlinearity in a blockaded Rydberg ensemble. Is that applied to what Chad's doing at all?
Yes, but not in the way you're saying.
Okay, it's that multi-layer thing. It's on a different level. Correct?
Crack.
Correct. So, but that's dimensional modeling. That's multi-layered modeling. Is the mountain the data warehouse?
No, it's what props it up.
It's what props it up. So tell me more about the stacking idea. The stacking is what props it up?
I don't think saying tell me more works, Gene. You got to have a particular question.
Well, Ion, I'm stacking, the word stacking to me, I'm hearing that it provides a stable, propping up foundation, and it also keeps the data private. You said Chad has all the numbers, has all the data.
Yes.
So, can you give us some words to distinguish the mountain from the black cloud? What's the difference?
We're going to have to explain string theory, which is all wrong. It's all wrong. But that's until you get what's wrong with string theory, you won't get what he's doing.
Okay.
Bob's inbox is full, so we're having to put it on the kicker box.
Chat. Oh, cool. Okay.
We maxed out his bandwidth all of a sudden. Told you he's going to be mad.
What am I supposed to do with this stuff you're sending me?
You want to know everything. Well, there's everything. Happy birthday.
Send it to
Am
Chad
I supposed
and
to
Gene,
pass it on?
Please.
What?
Send it to Chad and me, please.
Is it for them, Chad, Ion?
Hell, we don't care. Burn it up. We didn't set the world on fire. Let it go. Let it rip, tater chip.
Okay.
If you keep going, and it'll be get off the table, Mabel, that $2 was for beer.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back to my notes from last week here.
She's going to have to go get Walter Winchell to help. I can hear it now. News today. News flash for the day. This is our world as we know it, and the war has begun. The war has come. They have invaded Switzerland. Switzerland has invaded. ISIL has come over and has taken the world, and it's got it all that we know that we got to know. We can't know how to know what we know. We don't even know what we know. That's the problem. What we don't know, we don't know. Now, back to you, Bob.
The war has begun.
I'm going to switch the subject, Ion, because I came across this great website on the Statue of Liberty, connecting it to the Freemasons. And on this site, Ishtar, okay, it's connecting the Statue of Liberty as a symbol of the Roman goddess Ishtar. And Isis was the name the Egyptians gave her. And this website is explaining that Ishtar's legacy in Babylon was that she was the chief goddess of Babylon and all Babylonians. And the most famous and prominent during the time of Israel's nationhood was Baal. So Ishtar was connected to Baal.
Yeah. Everything is. It's not really Baal, they pronounce it Baal.
Baal, thank you. And his name meant Lord of the Air for his superior powers and supremacy of the air. It was claimed that he as well as Ishtar and all the other deities flew among and from the stars in heaven. And Ishtar was also considered the mother of prostitution.
Well, they didn't invent that. And Shem Tov is pretty good, too.
So, anyway, to try and to summarize all this, it's saying that there was a ritual. Ishtar was held in esteem because she had to approve of her lovers. And if she didn't approve of her lover, he was killed. And another lover was brought to her. And
bring me another lover. Bring me, rip the child from my uterus and bring me another lover. Yeah, that's right.
So it says that Ishtar gives to the kings the necessities to maintain authority and control. In return, the kings, of course, swear allegiance to Ishtar. So it's really reminding me of Bob and Carolyn. Carolyn is Isis, and Carolyn has to give approval to Bob for him to remain in authority and control.
Well, so, Mary, it's a spoil, that's a slippery slope. Every way you develop it, somebody wakes up with a sore bum hole.
Well.
Wow, yeah. Were you saying, well, like, okay, as long as it ain't your bum, then it's okay? Is that what you mean? Oh, okay, we got that. No problem then. By all means, carry on.
I guess I wasn't thinking of the bum hole at the moment, Ion, because this
pitching or catching, now we're negotiating.
But this one's also talking about Sitchin, Sitchin's take on, you know, that the people from Nibiru came and had coitus or had intercourse with humans. And this, and so this site is suggesting that Ishtar was the Nibirian, and she had to approve of her human mates. And if they weren't satisfied.
You see, it's not quite that much. It was the action. The action is what had to be approved. It was the detail. Can you reach it? Can you do it? Can you get it? Can you what? Can you please me? Wasn't about the personage.
Was it satisfied?
May you satisfy the me that you are describing.
So can Bob please Carolyn? Can Bob satisfy Carolyn on all levels?
No. No.
Well, we're looking for the second coming, darling. That's what we're looking for.
I haven't even come once. Remember that? I had one thing and half a cup.
When Bob, you're right, and when Bob splits the eastern sky, you better look out then.
Hey, I do a rant on my half a cup.
Oh no, we can't do that, Bob. We can't do that. Too far.
Half
we still haven't even got over you peeing sitting down.
Okay, now.
That's terrible. Wait a second. Hold on 1 second. Bob, go wash them nasty hands. Where your mind takes them hands is terrible. Go wash them nasty hands.
What's wrong with them?
They're filthy. Filthy.
No, they're not. Can't fool me. I know my hands.
Yeah, no, it's where your brain takes your hands. It's what needs washing. Go wash your mind then. Go wash your nasty mind. That's what's wrong. Your nasty mind makes you do things.
Yeah, because okay. It sounds like you said he only got halfway through. They can't be that dirty yet.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now, this site also talks, Roxy asked about what the seven spikes represented on the statue.
Well, you're dealing with the five wizards that run the different middle kingdoms. See, all your questions today seem to be running into the middle kingdom, which is sad because there's so much more. But you're running right back. Every level is how do we get out of the middle kingdom? How do we get in the middle kingdom? Tell us about the middle kingdom. Give us code to get us a bridge out of the middle kingdom. Why do we feel stuck in the middle kingdom? How does the middle kingdom keep us from completing? Why are we stuck in coitus interruptus because we can't get out of the middle kingdom? How can we please Carolyn finding completely outside of the middle kingdom? Apparently we can't in the middle kingdom, so we gotta move out of that kingdom into the next kingdom. And once we get out of, go get Jenny Bell. That'll solve it all. That's it. Good. Go get Jenny Bell.
There you go, Jenny. I'm anti-Jenny.
Okay, I don't see Jenny here, but since we're always, we've been running around her topic, so Roxy, would you like to build on this or go in another direction?
more or less, the kings, when they died, they were divided in three parts. I was wondering if
the three different kingdoms. See, we're right back. We're still right there in the middle, kingdom. Good. Same thing.
Right.
Same good.
Mm-hmm. So they carved up the kings to divvy them up to the different kingdoms? That's what you're saying.
You don't know that.
Well, she's talking about the kings being cut up. Is that what you're doing, Roxy?
Yes,
she's trying to talk about the period of reunification. That's what she's trying to do. Where you take the 12th dynasty out, you take the body parts off, and then you put them back together. That's what she's trying to do. But that's the middle kingdom, which is what we keep saying that you're talking about today, and we don't know why. But it's okay, but that's what everything from the 12th dynasty on is the middle kingdom.
Okay.
But then he leaves
talking about
the
Egypt
king
there.
Never died. Yeah. Well, that's the kings of France that were related to the Egyptians. And they
of course,
their
of course, of course.
We already spoke about how the parts of the kings were desecrated and sold, and two painters, Martin Rolling and...
No. This Menhotep. This is Menhotep. Menhotep the first. Menhotep the first. Menhotep the first. If you're going to start there.
So they thought by mummifying the kings.
No, Horus. No, Horus. No, Horus. No, Horus was the name to divide. Or divine, but mostly it divides the white crown, making the difference between the two Egypts. But that's why you're having trouble. You'd have these questions also, because until, see, you got Menhotep the first, second, and the third. And so that gets you all the way through.
But why would they mummify and divide the body of the king in three parts? What would?
Because of Memphis. They had to get it. The old kingdom said it had to be done in Memphis. That's why they moved the capital back to Memphis. Middle kingdom. Cesarus undertook the campaign. It all took up all of Lower Nubia.
But in the Bible, you have the three kings in one. And I found it interesting that they divided also the body in three.
So well, it's vague because you only have, you don't have anything left from that kingdom. It's vague. You're right. Your words are correct, but they're vague because there's nothing to mark it to. You have no contrast to bring it to. But it was short. When the Delta broke, up into the 14th dynasty, that's when you left. And then you had the Asiatic immigration, it was over, because then it became Palestinian, as you say.
Yes, and Louis XI...
That'll bring you up to Nefertep. Nefertep the first, only.
How do you spell Menhotep, Ion?
Give us the next letter, Carolyn.
Next letter. You're on mute, Carolyn.
Let's start. M-E-N. Like man.
Men.
C-U-H-O-T. E, P, space, and a capital I for one.
Oh, Mentuhotep. M-E-N-T-U-H-O-T-E-P, right?
That's what you're saying.
And then the other one is N-E-F, as in fuck, E-R-A, A-O-T, as in titty, E-T, and then one I.
What was that? How do you pronounce that?
Nefertep.
Nefertep. I didn't catch that.
What's Nefertep? Well, Google it. You can find it. It's where the shift is the nomadic range, which then brought in Palestinia up into the 14th dynasty. This is the problem. You are now laying a trap for yourself out of the Middle Kingdom. It's the silliest thing that we've ever seen, ever, ever, ever. What's the matter with you people? You've now sucked back into the Middle Kingdom. But,
no,
okay, we'll get you out. It's a three-day journey. It's a three-day journey, but they took them 40 years to get out of it. I'll have to go back through Moab, and there you go.
Okay, but the seven spikes of the Statue of Liberty, according to the
site, is a clue to get you out of the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah, they're representative of, each is representative of one of the seven large land masses or continents of the world. That's Middle Kingdom, right?
Yes.
And each spike would flash occultic enlightenment to a continent on planet Earth.
You're going to open sympathetic magic.
Sympathetic what? Sympathetic
magic.
Magic.
Magic. Yes.
Anybody get the spelling of that Nencho bitch?
It's on chat, Bob.
Yeah, we put it on chat. We filled your box. Oh, someone did it, Bob. Yeah, someone did.
Right here it is now.
Neferhotep. Oh, I see. Neferhotep. You did that, Gene.
I did.
Ta-da!
Okay, you can't interrupt Roxy
called,
too much there. Back to Roxy.
Because he's called Nefer, that means God, or was he still aware of his divinity?
Numbers 22:36.
And that's in the Revelations or what? That's
it's in Numbers. Yeah. It's in Numbers.
Sorry.
It's in the book of Numbers. That would be the books of Moses. That would be the Torah. That would be Old Testament. That would be real close to Deuteronomy 2:36 and Joshua 13. Bring us the bones of the Holy Roman Empire.
What's the topic? Why are you mentioning this?
Her question. We're answering her question.
Which question?
Nefer means God.
Nefer means God. Okay.
But the kings of France claim they never died, and when they died,
Amen. That's the problem. You take Amen out of the loop, then everything else is straight. See, that takes out all of the Canaanite idols, because the old idols had to be replaced with the new ones, and that's why the Phoenicians and the Carthians, we call it Syro-Phoenicians, pull back into this whole problem. So you got to go all the way to the nephew of Abraham, the first king of Moab, which was Lot. Lot was the first. Remember Lot's wife? She got fucked up in a salt bath. She stayed too long at the spa, running out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. See, that's what happened. So now you got to get all the way up to Shef and Zippor, because you've got to find some way out of Balak, because Moab defeated and subjugated by the Israelites. That's what happened with Balak. And then Eglon, the corpulent, you got to bring him into the Benjamite back.
And you said that Roxy was Zippor, or whatever the name you just said.
Yeah.
Zipporah. She had some resonance.
An Edomite.
So are you saying all these names because it involves rocks?
in the
Zipporah. We're trying to get you the son of Isaac. We're trying to get you to Esau. Y'all stuck. You got to get this. You're gonna. If you don't hurry up, Tisha B'Av, the feast of Tisha B'Av is gonna come and go. And you haven't got through Yar yet. And the pasture does not include anything outside of Hadar. So you're not going to get, there's nothing you can do. You can't get out. You got to get out of the Middle Kingdom. And that's what this is about. There's a moose loose.
Well, how
a
do you
hoop.
Get out? What are
We're
you, how
telling
are
you already.
What do these people got to do with getting it out? What are we supposed to do? Memorize their names?
Every question you've asked only applies to Canaan and the Outer Banks of the Middle Kingdom of Edom.
Okay. And how do we get out of that?
And we don't know. We don't know why. That's the only question asked. How about, is the sun shining in Pasadena, California? And ask that question today. That's a better question. The answer is yes, but it's going to be rainy this afternoon. But instead we come back to, how can I get out of the inside parts that I can't get out of? How can I get the code? How can I get through the mountain? How can I get over the thing? You chain this step by step by step. It's amazing.
Well, we have asked these questions.
Okay. I changed the topic. Snowdown.
So move up to Iduma. Move up to Iduma. Iduma.
Well, I just
like the song. Like the song. Yeah. Like the song. But Edom.
Okay. What gets to be in your bonnet?
No, we're saying y'all are stuck in the Middle Kingdom. That's what we're saying.
You're being serenaded, I am.
That's the Adema.
Yeah, that's Adema. 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 That's I-D-U-M-A-E-A. It's Edom. See, we got to get you to Babylon. Bob keeps talking about Levant and coming back from Hebron, while the Romans are trying to call it Iduma. And they're right, because the Edomites, they've stayed there. And that's what's happening. Y'all are getting stuck from the western Judea. We got to get out of Egyptian control, because we already did rid of we already got rid of Egypt.
It sounds like you're panicking. You're going on about us trying to get out.
We're trying to get you out.
You won't tell us.
Much.
Yeah, well, give us some advice. Give us a practice.
We have.
Advice. What?
We have. We have.
What? A list of names? You didn't give us any advice. You gave
us
a bunch of
what
names.
What I see is like Paris is it's a lot about Egypt and Berlin is a lot about Babylon.
Well, what's the second one? What's about Babylon? Benin?
Berlin.
Oh, Berlin. Okay.
Hadar.
Hadar or Hagar?
D is in dam.
Yeah, Hadar. Yeah, but you're naming these names. What are these names referring to? Human beings?
Rulers that made it out of the Middle Kingdom. Chiefs of Edom.
The first part?
Chiefs
rulers
of
the Middle Kingdom. These are rulers. Okay, well, why? We don't need to hear their names.
You well, then get out of the Middle Kingdom by yourself. We're telling you, you've got to get something to mark this up. Because until you come to these Niger, the Pegarine, you got to get it together.
Well, all Rashi has to do is just change
saying.
The topic.
You've done it 8 times already, and every topic moves back into the Middle Kingdom, even from number
so
one.
So this is a game. Okay, start. Ask about NHL hockey or something to see if he can fit it back in the Middle Kingdom.
No, I want to know about Snowden. He published a weird quote, and then he erased it. What was that about? Some people thought maybe he was dead, but I think he's not dead.
When did he do? What's his name? Snowden published a weird code.
Yes, and some people say maybe that's something that will be automatically published if, in the case he's dead. But the code was erased, so they don't know what was that really about.
So what's
that
Ian?
About?
Yeah, what is that about, Ian?
Middle Kingdom.
Edward Joseph Snowden was trying desperately to encrypt the code, which would allow the access to exit the Middle Kingdom.
Yeah.
And the code was Nosy Smurf, was his classic code.
Nosy Smurf.
Smurf was his code name.
Well, so you're saying that, Roxy is muddling around in, the Middle Kingdom.
Was as well.
He's out.
You don't have him. You want him, but you can't even have him. You know where he is. You know where he lives. You know it, but you can't blow his shit up. You can't reach him. He's not in the Middle Kingdom.
Oh, you're talking about Edward Snowden, the cryptographer.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell you how to get out of the Middle Kingdom. Right.
Oh, she really changed the topic. So what, you switched to his
code? It went right back to Middle Kingdom, and you can't get him.
How do you get back into the Middle Kingdom?
The U.S. says Mr. Snowden should turn himself in for treason and releasing all the secrets. He says, fuck you, I'm out in the Middle Kingdom. I don't have to go. Matter of fact, this is the code name that gets me out of it. You can't do it. Da, 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 da.
I see the headline, cryptic Edward Snowden, it's time, tweet. Then bizarre coded message sparks fears, whistleblower has been captured. But what is going on, or you can't say, Aya?
He's not in the Middle Kingdom.
Is he captured?
No.
Okay, so why? So he's not in the Middle Kingdom, and Roxy keeps floundering around in
bringing
the Middle
it
Kingdom
back to. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you can change the topic again, Roxy. See if you can get out of that. We've done Chad. Carolyn's voting for Chad to be brought in. Do you want to say something, Chad?
Well, he emailed.
Oh, what? What's he want?
He says he's on it like a bad habit.
Oh, okay. So we'll bring Chad in just a second. Where is Chad? Okay, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, I was going to talk about the Edward Snowden code, but if you want to change the subject, you can.
He's going back to the Middle Kingdom.
Well, come on, Chad. Talk about it. What are you
about? You're trying to get out, so that's okay. Good.
Trying to get out, Bob. We can't talk about that. Let's talk about
talk about the fucking Krypton snoggin.
Okay. Krypton snoggin code. So I on the Krypton snoggin code. Without taking myself back into the Middle Kingdom, it's interesting that the beginning of the code started with it's time. Is that what you read off, Bob? It said it's time.
No, Citizen Four.
Like
Citizen Four.
No, it's time is in the headline. Oh. That was the first tweet.
Oh, okay, I thought it was in the code, because that's like the Conjure of Sacrifice. So is the Conjure of Sacrifice to get us out of the Middle Kingdom?
You're asking?
Ion, is the Conjure of Sacrifice intended to get us out of the Middle Kingdom?
Yes.
Will the Conjure of Sacrifice get us out of the Middle Kingdom?
Citizen Four.
That sounds like a handle.
No,
I think it was his handle in the movie on him.
It's a historical documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the documentary on him.
Got it. Okay,
I saw it.
Give me an example of something that Edward Snowden does it outside of the Middle Kingdom.
He taunts the Middle Kingdom with information that they can't allow to be let out. And he gets it from the other kingdom, leaks it, and amazingly steps by and gets no trouble because he's not in that kingdom.
And okay.
Is he concerned about who's president? Is he pro-Hillary or pro-Trump? Or
He doesn't give a shit. It don't make. He's giggling. He's like you, Bob. He's laughing. Who the hell cares? Who the hell cares who's fucking Anderson Cooper? Nobody cares.
So is he accessing the cloud? Is that what he's doing? Your cloud?
Just a minute, Chad.
No, he's not. Because it's over the side and that's out over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house you go.
Okay.
Using the dark
Rossi
web?
Was coming in with a question there, Chad. Just listen for other people that are going to say something. You can't.
Yes, and if anybody says anything, you stop. Yeah, and you stop no matter what. And then nobody says anything because everybody stops. That's good.
Okay.
So
okay. We can have different drugs.
Yeah. What were you saying? Read. What did you ask, Rossi? It seemed timely.
Yes. Is Snowden getting information from parallel worlds? From people like San Martin, Sanderman, from Mayotte, like from other worlds?
Yeah, there's the question, Ion.
Okay, that goes back to Dead Man Switch.
I remember that somehow.
Well, that's the code he posted.
Oh, okay. Where's he getting his information from, Ion?
Upper Kingdom, South Babylon.
These biblical kingdoms overlap with today.
Well, they all do, Bob. That's why we were trying to make the point that they're sewn in and out. That's why string theory doesn't work.
Okay, so Chad, Chad, back to you. You had something to say, Chad?
Well, Rossi just asked if Snowden was accessing parallel worlds, which is good, and I was going to ask something sort of parallel to that. Is Snowden accessing everyone's information through the dark web?
Well, you don't know what the dark web is exactly, because what you think it is not. But if you knew the right answer, you would say, oh, yes, that would be correct. And so we're going to adopt the thing you're going to find out in the future that says it is that, but it's not what you think it is today.
Okay.
So
does Snowden have access to the thing?
Internet that connects.
Just a minute, Rossi.
Other worlds?
Chad's developing his thing. Okay, go ahead, Chad.
We thought it only went one way, Bob. We're sorry.
Shut up.
Does Snowden have access to the level of information that we were just talking about, where I would have access to everyone's cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
Every number, everything, everything. You do already. Every time you turn around, you find him something else, and you're head and shoulders above everything else going on, and you can't imagine how it is that you're always on the leading edge, and we don't know how it's set, but you're welcome.
So, Chad, I am saying that you in particular have access to everything? Is that what he just said?
Yeah. They told me that back in 2011, too.
Yeah.
Who's laughing in the background? Is that Kate?
Kate. She's listening in on the radio at 30 seconds
away.
Yeah,
sweet Kate.
She's laughing at something 30 seconds
ago. Sweet Kate, she can get it. That one, she can get it. Yep.
What's she laughing about?
She heard something 30 seconds ago because the Sheep Radio web player is on a 30-second delay.
is she the one who said I was a great DJ, or was that another Kate?
Yeah. No, that's her. That's her.
So what are you saying, Chad? What's the next thought?
So Roxy was going to say something, and you stopped her.
Go ahead, Roxy.
How rude of you, Bob, to interrupt Roxy. Don't do that anymore. We don't make us tell you again, Bob.
I don't mind.
You don't mind. Yeah.
I don't mind.
Go ahead.
I like multi-tracks.
Okay, so now let's talk about your sister going into the Middle Kingdom.
Your sister's going into the Middle Kingdom.
So this is what she's asking. It's what it asks. This is what that asks and answers.
What was your
question,
Rossi?
She's moving out of the Middle Kingdom, and her sister's moving into the Middle Kingdom. And that's why we're noticing this. We're noting this now.
Okay. Her sister's moving into it or out of it?
Yes, into it.
Sister's moving into it. Into Third Kingdom.
Middle Kingdom, not Third Kingdom. Where do you get Third Kingdom? Lord Jesus, suffering kid. You know, sandpaper the edge of hell, then come back 100. It was the third kingdom. I wouldn't have written it down that way. My wordy words are righter than your wordy words. My left words are better than your best right words. Because the left is right and right is left, and left three lefts make a right. And that's right. Yes. Called Edward R. Murrah now.
Okay, quick, Roxy. Get into a topic.
Yeah, so what about this power you said gaining?
You're gaining the power because you can't leave it as a void. When you were a little girl, they sapped the power from you to give it to your sister. That's how she became more chosen, more picked, more primped. And you were told that you were beautiful, and you are, and you were wonderful, and you are, and that men will lick your feet, and you don't like that, and then they'll clamor at you, and you're going to save the country because of your beauty and your glamour. So sit down and hush and just be smart. And we like you to be smart, but don't say anything. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, power is being sapped from you, and there's conjures from the grimoire that lay out every one of them, and that's now been broken thanks to you. Your tenacity and the bumps that you've run into have caused nothing other to be the outcome to enough. Enough. Now that's going to change. You said in the statement very clearly, why can't everybody have their power? They can, but you always had more than she. And that's been the rub in the family since your damn great aunt killed herself.
How's that for a biography? Did your great aunt kill herself? That'd be one of the nubs. Did one of the nuns kill herself? Herself?
No. I think a sister of one of my grandmothers. And
that's correct.
My grandmother.
That's correct.
She died on New Year's Eve, and we went, and she had a picture of a very beautiful woman. She looked like a Hollywood star, and they asked, who is that? And another aunt said, Esther, and she took the picture from me, and everybody, nobody answered, nobody talked about that. And,
oh, yeah, she didn't tell you. She didn't answer the question about who is she.
No, and I never heard that name or about that person. Mm. But,
now you know that she committed suicide, or that's the rumor?
Well, I asked my mother because, like, I never heard that name, or and I was very impressed. She really looked like a Hollywood star. And my mother said... She committed suicide and she died holding one of her sisters, and in the morning they could not take her apart from her because she was already dead.
And that was the key. That was the key that started the brick that made your sister pull your power from you. And now it's starting to wane, and they do not know what to do because she's the popular one, remember?
Yes, that's true.
Yes, but I never felt...
Be careful. You be careful. You be very careful what you ask for, my love. You be very careful what you ask for. You asked for this, so this is what you receive.
Well, this, I want my power, but I don't want anybody else's power. I want
Bang.
My power.
Bang, that's why we're talking. So you want your power, in this case, back out of the Middle Kingdom. Excellent. Ooh, that's 968 in the grimoire. Dr. Dean, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
968 in the grimoire. What is that grimoire? Is that a particular book?
Sort of.
Well, there are many, many grimoires.
Well, what would 968 refer to?
The page number, Stilly Bob.
Yeah, but which grimoire?
Dr. Dean's grimoire?
But of course.
Who's that speaking?
Oh, this is Master Blaster Pol Pot.
Okay.
Chop,
right. Peepaw. It's Grandpa Peepaw. Go ahead. What you want to know about the Middle Kingdom? We're full of it today.
Well, who else is out of the Middle Kingdom? Can you name some folks?
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
Hey, Master Blaster, what's your human name, Master Blaster? What's your human name?
He gave the rest of the story.
Yeah. What's your human name, Master Blaster?
There's so many Brian. Bob. So I just go by, Pol Pot or Master Blaster. That's easier.
No, I'll put Brian China.
Yeah.
Brian China.
Put Brian nice Cambodia. China. That's better.
Cambodia. That's right.
We love you
long time.
B-R-Y-A-N.
B-R-Y.
That's right.
We love you. We love you long time.
Yeah. Do you know who Paul Harvey is, Brian?
The reporter, right, Ion?
Yeah.
The great speaker, reporter.
He's a commentarist.
Yeah, he would say that, and that's the rest of the story. He felt that he gave the...
Good day.
Yeah, he would say it like that.
He'd say page one, then he'd go page two. It wasn't corny. It was the best thing you ever did. You'd have put him on CKLN, you'd still be on the damn radio.
Okay, you calm down, eh? Eh? Come on, calm down.
Eh? It's yummy.
Yeah.
But it's Middle Kingdom shit, so what you gonna do?
There's nothing you can do. Paul Harvey died, and he got out of the...
He did not die. He left the Middle Kingdom, that's all.
He left the Middle Kingdom. Why would he want to get out of the Middle Kingdom, Ion?
Because he spent a lot of time talking about how ridiculous and inappropriate everything is in every way, and how people go around the maypole, round and round and round and round. They set the world on fire, and they wonder why it's burning. Then they call the fire department. The fire department don't come. Then the police start shooting people in the damn head, running around because they're in the road. Don't get in the road or we're going to shoot you in the head. Black Lives Matter. Police don't. Shoot them in the head. Anarchy breaks out. The kingdom starts fighting. The minotaurs come out. Then the maenads come out. Then the necromancers come on. And then the walking dead gets up. And then all the watchers have to leave. And then they turn around and can't get out of the kingdom. And then they start fighting. And then J.R.R. Tolkien's dreams do indeed come true. And they all come back to Sarn and blow their fucking selves up. That's why.
Hey, Ion, is Paul Harvey in the Upper Kingdom? Where's he at?
He is. Pasadena.
He is. Pasadena. Got it.
Okay, I'm moving. I'm bouncing you out there.
We're moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Okay. Now, Madeline, are you here to ask a question?
Your Middle King representative here today once and for all to give you all the news that is news across the living, non-living nations. Back to you, Bob.
Okay. Let's see.
How you spell that, Bob? How you spell that? Is that a young, like it's delicious? That's your Marshall McLuhan. What? Oh, no. You're Marshall McLuhan.
Okay, Eliza, you have something to ask?
Yes, hi. Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling. How are you kicking it today?
Good. I wanted to ask, is my power in the Middle Kingdom?
What's the matter, Ion?
Bob's going to fuss about your white noise.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's okay?
It's all right. Yeah,
it is clear. Not. He's going to fuss.
Ah!
Okay, do it.
I'm not going to fuss you.
Okay. So, since you're doing Middle Kingdom right now, I asked if my
We're not doing Middle Kingdom, but every single question has been Middle Kingdom. It's like talking to Bert. We're going to talk about his genitalia sooner or later, but now we're being forced to talk about Bert's genitalia. It's ridiculous. There's nothing we can do. You won't get out of it. And then you come in and say, well, since we're talking about the Middle Kingdom, no, we're trying not to talk about the Middle Kingdom at all.
There's my power there.
We're trying to get you out of it.
And then
Bob keeps dripping hot wax on you.
It's over in Maryland, Eliza.
Wherever it is, I want it back.
Well, you don't. It's not anywhere. It's right beside you.
It's like the mouse in your pocket. The superfluous wee.
So, come on, Eliza, what's your next question?
My next question. Is there anything unique about the stone of the statue that the Statue of Liberty is made from?
Yes, it is. And it's a marker for when the water...